everybody, another welcome to Monday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy Big Dick Toledo, ready to go. Another day in paradise, although one of the last we'll have for a while. It's going to start raining this week, which is even better. We need it. So it'll be fantastic, but a good day. I have a job interview later today, so of course I'm in my Kunta Kinte shirt, job application apparel, as everyone knows. It's time to take a stand when you're looking for a job and let your new bosses know you feel that they are overlords and you are a slave. And what faster way to get hired than to wear a Kunta Kinte jersey to a job interview? Great idea.
I didn't know they were available still.
I didn't. Where can you get this? I need Winston to text me immediately. Where do I get a Kunta Kinte shirt? And can I wear it?
You can get anything made.
I know, but I want to, like, that looked good. It had the little flag.
Little patch on it. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty neat. A good time, you know, it wasn't like one of those things where you make it and you're like, oh, this is kind of cheap. It looked good. So, yeah, Colin Kaepernick had his, after 2.5 years of being benched and you know, all signs point to this being a crooked mess to push him out of the league because they're like, we don't want his trouble. We don't want any of this.
I think he was kind of fighting back a little bit just because the whole situation was so strange.
I also, well, yeah, like, they stopped.
They did
with
it
the
in
media.
Week 11, yeah. And they didn't last minute. I'm not sure.
I think they were trying to put a little light on themselves, saying we're good people, we'll help you. Yeah. And then his motivation was also to throw a finger back at them. This whole thing was just too. This was like if mom and dad,
two kids fighting. Yeah,
two. Yeah, the mom and dad were going to try to have a nice meal, and dad wore a marriage sucks shirt to the. You know, it was like, okay, but I don't think you're taking this too seriously, Dad. Well, you want to get mother back together with me? Is she going to bring Brian? Is she bringing the date? No, Dad. Brian was a friend. All right, I'll go. I hate your mother shirt written on the front of it, and she's got one that says, I like Black Wang. It's like, all right, these two aren't serious about any of this. What are we wasting our time with? But yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Who'd have thought the NFL, which handles things awfully.
Oh, so well.
And then the Colin Kaepernick, who likes to throw middle fingers up,
yeah,
would have a problem.
That they would butt heads. I had no idea. I figured this would be good to see you again. It's been ages. Nice little reunion right around the holidays. A couple of cheek kisses come your way. And everybody'd be like, well, let's see if he can still watch. You're still fairly good at football. We've missed out. What a mistake on our end, eh? Nope. F you, we'll go to the high school and we'll watch this, but we're not going to care about it. And, of course, neither team's serious. And
I'll tell you what, after watching last night's game.
You'll take him.
I'll take
him. I know you
whoever.
Would.
We need a few offensive linemen.
Eric, I'll be honest with you. I think you'd take LeVar Burton as Kunta Kinte as your quarterback right now. Anyone from the cast of Roots available with some athleticism.
Someone who knows how to call plays.
Yeah, you got some issues there on that Bears team. It's frustrating for a non-Bears fan to watch because you're like, really? It's an awful lot. I love defense. I love defensive football. Even when a team,
me too.
Like, I like when a team I don't care about has a good defense. The Bears' defense is fun to watch, and you just feel for them because it's like, man, they're going to try for 3.5 quarters and then quit because they don't have any gas left. That's rough. But, yeah, I'd take Kunta Kinte and put him on my squad as well. I wonder if Kunta Kinte, like, I would have been the jerk owner that says, do you work for the same wages as Mr. Kinte did? I bet you all awful. Of a sudden you're not going to be Kunta Kinte when it comes to signing you. Don't compare yourself to a slave when you're literally trying out for a couple million-dollar process here. I know you feel wronged, but let's not overdo this, shall we?
Yeah, there are small differences.
Just a little. I get what you're saying. It doesn't really jibe, but, you know, you can't do that.
So either the way. Theory of the NFL helping out, orchestrating this thing, doesn't seem like they were...
They did. They actually did, but they did it, and then they put all these parameters on it to basically say, we'll watch. There's no cameras, and you can't, of course, put this on the media or anything. And then Colin said, no, I'm going to put it on anything I want. I'm not doing it where you want. I'll do it over here.
Every reporter that I've listened to, like, has gone how strange this whole situation is just because it was so last minute.
Yeah.
And why would you do it in week 11? When you could
because by November 30th.
Beginning of the year or end of the year, like it's just it seemed like they were trying to do trying to get away with something.
Yeah, throw it in there last minute.
Yeah, like look what we did.
We tried.
Then, yeah, we tried. Now it's over.
Also, if you do it by week 11, teams can't make roster moves like that after November 30th. You can't bring somebody in.
But he's a quarterback.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's like.
So you got.
He wouldn't
seven
end
days.
Up on a good team.
Nobody's going to do it because you don't want a quarterback 6 days of work to be on your team. So they basically said for 5 weeks, You can have this quarterback who hasn't played for 2 years, but you have to sign him in the next 5 or 6 days. You can't get him through any processes, or he's on your team in 6 days, or he's not. So he takes a roster spot, and he needs work. You wouldn't do it. So it's the NFL's way of winking, going, here you go, Colin. Here's a cookie. And Colin going, F you, I know what you're doing. But he still showed up. I'd have just told him, I'll wait until January. I'll work out for teams, you know, after the season's
over. And then they were, like Colin Kaepernick's response of, I look forward to seeing all the GMs and head coaches there. They did it on a Saturday. They know
they can't go.
None of the GMs or head coaches are going. It's going to be scouts.
Right.
That's it.
But again, you know, the Kunta Kinte thing didn't help.
No.
Neither side is shining in this.
Bunch of dumbasses.
It is a bunch of dumbasses, and we can't get enough of it because we're dumbasses. I think we're the dumbasses, really, that sit and watch the whole thing and know every detail of it and recognize, really, it was about an unemployed guy practicing. And we watched with bated breath to see how this was going to end. And we're not watching to see if he can still play. We're watching to see if there's any sort of soap opera with it, because that's what the NFL loves, is the soap opera. They're developing soap operas day in and day out. They don't care about the product anymore. It's all soap opera. Oh, Britt found me. You can get it at, what is that, Back Tea? Yeah. Buck Tea. Oh, geez, I don't even know if I can go there. BuckTea.com. You can get the exact same Kunta Kinte shirt with the flag of Zimbabwe, 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 somewhere.
I'll go with that.
Somewhere in Africa. An African nation's flag on it.
It could be the Italian flag, isn't
no,
it?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't believe it is. Brett got mad at it, like, immediately. That was very angry, right immediately. I rode my bike in this morning. About 2 minutes in, I acknowledged that it's cold outside, and I was not happy. But I warmed up quickly, and I realized that going from cold to warm that fast makes my body produce a ton of snot. So all the way down the green belt between Indian School and McDowell.
Slimed.
On 48th Street. There is a Ghostbusters slimer situation. So watch your step, joggers, because it's not pretty. How many times?
I thought it was too cold for snails.
I mean, they're everywhere. Like every few pedals, I'm like, another one? But it's better than what my friend Alex did. I took a friend, Alex, who has not ridden mountain bikes in 7 or 8 years, and he calls me up Fridays. Like,
that's not a friend then.
No, well, a person I know. You're right. Well, he had cancer. What am I going to do with
him? Oh, okay.
So I kind of got rid of him for a while. I was like, he's just going to want presents and he needs stuff. No, Alex went through a bout of thyroid cancer. We used to ride bikes all the time together. And then he couldn't. So he calls. He's like, I think I'm ready to get back on the bike. I bought a bike. I'm like, all right. He goes, what are you doing Saturday? I'm like, I'll go anywhere you want to go. So we would just ride from my house up to Piestrois Peak. And then there's like a little road trail I take just to warm the legs up and get everything. Your lungs kind of burning a little up Dreamy Draw.
You guys take like a picnic basket or anything?
No, we just blew each other in the gulch. Anyway, you don't need to eat. That would make your stomach hurt. So we rode up the Dreamy Draw, and it was about a mile in, and Alex is. And we're going probably as about a 20-mile ride is what we're looking at for the day. That's a normal ride. And so we're going about a mile in, and I hear Alex in the behind me. And there's nothing, like you think my snot rockets were bad. There's nothing better than being right next to enchiladas and having the guy you're riding with going, like, you all right? Man, it's burning. When's the last time you actually rode a bike? 8 years ago. Heck yeah, it's a different animal to ride a bike, you know.
Eight years ago.
The cancer slows you down a little.
I guess.
So
But the years go by so fast.
He slowed down, and then he's like, ugh. And he had no problem, like, when people are walking by, and then sometimes, like, massive amounts of bile came up, and just eggs.
Human
eggs,
Gatorade.
And then Gator, anything he'd put in would come right back, and we'd ride for a little bit, and everything was fine. I'm like, this is awful. We're not even to the trail yet. I know, I'll be all right once we're there. So we're riding around. He's doing fine. It's a little slow, but he's fine. And I'd get to the top of something, I'd wait for him a few minutes, he'd get there, go to the next thing, wait for him a few minutes, he'd get there. Well, I did one, I told him there were no more climbs, and I get to the top, and I'm like, that was a pretty hefty climb, I forgot about that climb. And I look, and he's nowhere to be found. So I just take the downhill, which is probably another half mile down the hill, it's real fast, go down the hill, and I wait, and I look to the top, and I can't see him at all. So I ride all the way back up to the top of this hill, and I'm looking down over the beautiful vistas of Trail 1A. And I'm looking all over the place, and I can't see him at all. And I'm like, I don't see him on another trail. He didn't go back. Like, I don't know where he is. Thank God for the noise, because in the bushes, laying down on his side next to a bike that he discarded. Starts up, and he's like 5 feet from me over in these bushes. He just decided to lay in the desert and die.
It's like, I'm done.
It was great. And nobody seemed to care. You know, there's a lot of people on that trail that day, and I had to ride all the way back to the guy. I must have seen 10 people go by. As a fat...
None of their business.
Yeah, this kind of, and, you know, made me think about what we talked about the other day. If you saw a guy and you needed to do CPR, would you help? The answer is no for everyone in America. And every single person
walked
by. No one
compressed his chest?
No one even looked at him. The big mound of a human being laying next to a bike that's laying on its side, kind of half vomiting into a one of those... I don't know what those little bushes are, those little tiny bushes. They're,
like a creosote
bush? Creosote bush, yeah, it's like that. Just honking into that, and I just laughed and I looked at him. And then I realized that a man will do anything for three things. Sex, money, and beer. Because this dude was done, and I said, Alex, we're 20 minutes away from beer. And his eyes lit up. You know when I was in Portland once? And I'm like, oh, he's telling a story. He's going to tell me a story. He's up. I said, had I offered him a hooker and some cash, he'd have been on the bike without any words.
I should have started with the beer.
Yeah, I should have just gone back. I couldn't find him until he started honking, making that noise. It was great. Hilarious.
So you were like inspiring him, like Mick with Rocky. You know,
kind of, yeah. I think that's it. I think when you're trying to go, all right, you need to get out there, do it for the love of your family. Nobody's getting up for that. But if you tell him, we're 50 minutes from a Tower IPA from Mother Brewing, and I've got a ton of them in my fridge. Okay, well, in Portland, I had that one time, and we drank that was the best beer ever. And he starts to climb on his bike, and I'm like, you're better? All I said was, there's beer coming. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. How did that happen?
He'll fight through now.
Yeah, but if I would have said, for the love of your wife, God damn it, Kat's watching you. She can see you from on high, boy. I know she's not dead, but she's looking down at you right now. I don't care about her. No man would care if you do it for the love of your wife. He wasn't getting up for that, but I said beer. And good beer, too. He knows I got good beer.
That sounds good. Okay.
And he started to get up.
Would have had a solid two-hour workout in, no problem.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, we could have started over, I think, if I'd have told him there's a lot of beer in this for you. It motivates a man. I got hookers, I got cash, and I got beer back at the house. But they leave in 15 minutes. I can do this. His leg could have been off. He'd have stuffed it in the back of his backpack, and we'd have gone. It was amazing how quickly it got him off the ground. He's showing me pictures he's taken on his trip to Portland, these bridges and these bars. And I'm like, wow, a minute ago, you were dead in the desert puking in a creosote. I'll tell you what, also, you know how creosote, when it gets wet, has that smell?
Rub it together, baby.
Even puke on it made that nice kind of desert rain.
Still overpowers?
Really, it beat the puke. So it's not a bad idea if you're going to
throw it. That's the power
of asphalt. Yeah?
When you rub the creosote leaves together, yeah? That's the smell it puts off.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it just smelled like desert rain. I'll have to try that. I'll give that a run. Thanks, Wilderness Brady.
Don't eat it, though.
No? Because it's covered in puke?
Yeah.
Yeah. But can you eat creosote?
Probably a little, but I wouldn't
Why
go
did
real
you
deep
eat a
on
bush?
It.
Why did you eat that?
I didn't want to. I actually did not want to taste it because when you're on those leaves, that's what creosote just smells like tar.
Well, no, that's not why. It's a tree. You're not supposed to eat trees.
Yeah, you don't like vegetables anyway.
Yeah, and you're not a greeny leafy guy. Why are you eating?
I try a wild berry every now and then.
Why were you eating creosote?
Well, you get hungry on the trail.
When were you on the trail?
I'm on the trail every
By
now
the trail,
and then.
You mean cart path? Golf course.
Yeah, there could be cart path.
Yeah, and you decided to eat some bushes. Where's that cart girl? I'm going to start eating some of the vegetation.
Forgot your trail mix.
Brady, yeah. It's your show. Brady, stop eating. It's your turn.
I had to eat some of the trees. It's been three holes since that girl came. What in the world am I supposed to do? I'm eating the bushes.
And Brady's puking Christmas.
It smells nice like asphalt.
Speaking of golf.
Yeah?
You need to do this... Hopefully, I mean, you could have done it yesterday, but the Sanderson Ford, the Operation Santa Claus.
I could have. I was not invited.
It is like the health and wealth raffle. $25,000 worth of prizes.
No kidding.
And you just buy raffle tickets and trip.
What do you get?
Loads.
He's a champion.
Up every time. So I go in there a little more this year. So here we go to the – we played with a couple of guys from Red Mountain Weight Loss.
Yeah.
Did all right, but – Here comes the prize table. It's just packed with everything from plumber supplies, toolboxes, tool kits, TVs, DVD
What'd you walk
players.
With?
So Trip first wins one of those play wagons, you know, that the haul stuff, the fold-up collapsible
Heck
wagons.
Yeah.
I'm like, Trip, we're going to need this because we are going to load this
yes,
thing up.
Yes, we are.
It's coming.
Get a cart.
So all of a sudden, ping hoofer bag, Trip Reeb.
Yes.
I get a call for a backpack. All right, cool. Then Trip gets the next one, survival kit.
Where are you two going?
So I traded my remote DVD player for the survival kit, which has a machete,
knife. What do you
need
a survival
knife.
Kit for?
Oh, it's
you really, never know when
I have a backpack.
Radio be lost.
You're never in this situation.
It is the coolest Rambo survival kit.
For Gilbert.
He might go wandering.
He didn't want it.
Well but it then he's got the trade. Alzheimer's. He's not going to remember to take his bag.
It was an easy trade because Tripp's right. like, it scares me. I don't like
machetes. I've
you
killed
need to
before.
You keep this in your office.
I don't want to do it again, and this just reminds me of the bad times.
So what? Yeah, it's going to be lost in your house. You're going to throw it in a corner, and you're never going to touch it again.
It's going in that backpack.
You know what's going to happen? Ronnie's going to cut his wang off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, or that.
Machete.
Well, you she's got all sorts of options. Well, I had a DVD player, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So we traded that up.
I guess both are really, you don't need either.
You got a nice 19-inch ceramic heater.
Did they give away a cassette player, too? And maybe
no cassette player.
Conestoga wagon at any point? Any other?
Kayla got a 100 screwdriver set.
Oh.
And Tripp got one of those as well.
That's at least useful.
Yeah.
A couple of golf clubs. So he needed to load the wagon up. So
do you have buyer's remorse a little bit for the trade, though? I would use a backpack over a survival kit as a guy who never goes into places that I need to survive. What are you going to do? Rob a Safeway?
That machete, I figure, you know, I could do some damage in the backyard. I have to fall an orange tree, about a 7-foot orange tree.
You're going to hire a guy for that. Why are you going to chop
it? But I thought, now I got this sweet
by hand.
Machete.
I had a machete for a while. Remember that one that we got, that promo?
Of course.
And I was just, all I was doing was throwing it at my drywall in my garage.
Yeah.
Cutting holes in it.
Come on.
I could see doing that, too.
Yeah, you just guy stuff, you know.
You got to have better time in your life to do stuff than to chuck knives at the walls.
I got it in the truck. I'll bring it up. Let you take a look.
Also, I got a question for Brady. Brady generously donated some sauce to my wife. I guess my wife stopped by, picked up some sauce.
I don't know what that means. Is that
for a housewarming party we were throwing.
Oh.
So Brady gave some sauce. But she said that you have your Christmas tree up already.
Yeah, remember he did that? That's how he got blown that day. They put the tree up and she blew him next to the tree.
I was thinking, I was like, I remember you saying that. But do we ever ask, like, what? You did it just to get blown?
No. when we bought the tree originally from Costco.
Happy Columbus Day.
They said set it up.
Why?
To make sure all the sections are working. If there's a section that's out because they've had it happen before, you got to bring it in and take it back.
So you got,
but it we set it up, it's mint, so we just kept it up.
You decorated everything?
No, it's not decorated.
Oh, it's just sitting there.
Just the lights.
It's the blowjob tree. It's the October blowjob tree, and then in November.
Then we're gonna hang it upside down. That's the trend too.
But then, so that you hear the Christmas music's out already.
And oh, yeah.
It's like before Thanksgiving, man.
Well,
stop
the weird
this.
Thing is we've got the extra Thanksgiving week this week, so we kind of technically lose a week
You lose
of Christmas.
A week, and that's why our neighbors put it up yesterday.
Your tree?
No, their tree's good, and their Christmas lights are done.
Yeah, my Christmas lights are up, and there's a lot going up in the neighborhood.
You had a deal.
They've been up for a few weeks, but I don't turn them on. We turned them on this weekend because the gays turned theirs on across the cul-de-sac.
See, you're contributing to this, John.
No, I'm fine with that. This is about the time you do it. Like, this is the week that Thanksgiving normally happens.
It's always after Thanksgiving.
You're only going to get 3 weeks.
One. It's an odd one this year because the Thanksgiving comes later. So, yeah.
I don't know.
I just have them on a timer. So when the gays put theirs up, I'm like, are we lighting the cul-de-sac tonight? And he goes, sure. So we all flipped them on to make sure all the lights are on. I'm doing mine more just like make sure everything's working. It all worked. So I don't have to call a guy and have him come fix all my lights because that's the project. Better than me doing it. Yeah. Then I just stand outside with my machete and chuck it at stuff. Because I'm insane. Are you gonna make a scene? This is what most dumb, not you saying you're dumb, but most dumb people when they make a dumb purchase, and I've been that, or have a dumb thing given to them. Then you plan a weekend around that dumb thing
to justify owning the dumb thing.
It's not a powerful enough kit there.
It's a survival kit.
Yeah, you can use it for camping and stuff. There's like a nice little mag light.
Think of beans, a light, a little
no, it's mostly, you know, there's a knife, machete, flashlight, some rope.
Fishing line.
Some
rope. This is a murderer kit.
The Ozark Trail.
It's a murder kit, bro.
Yeah, that could be
rope.
You bind them up. Take them into the woods.
Tie stuff down.
Hack them up with a machete. You get the knife and you take all the delicate pieces.
Well, if Yosemite ever blows, you'll be ready.
Yeah, you will, just in case. Everyone go to Brady's house. He'll help us.
Or Yosemite.
Does it have one of those things that turns your pee into water?
No, I have one of those.
Those straws?
You do?
The SteriPen.
Why?
I bought that a long time ago.
He's preparing.
You
camping.
Believe.
You're a prepper.
I thought at one time, you know, I'd get the camera out up for some campouts and stuff.
And you bought a water
piss You know when
bottle?
I got that one? I got that one on the...
How long were you guys going to go camping?
The Y2K thing.
Oh, just
takes water. Right. Little prep kit.
Yeah. 19 years in, I'm sure it's still good.
Yeah.
I bet you've never once peed in it.
It's still in the package.
You're going to survive, though. That's
yeah.
important. Because you know it. Because when the... Yeah, I think when the hits the fan... A machete, a knife, a backpack, and a bucket of your own piss. It's all you're going to need in Gilbert.
I mean, if you want to go in, there's some real estate available. The Titan nuclear missile silo in southern Arizona is for sale.
They're selling our silo down here.
Haven't they done that? I thought
they
did.
The guy bought it for $200,000 in 2003, and now it's up for sale for $395,000.
We had those ones in Iowa that they actually built a little house in the middle
of.
Gone up. Yeah, it's nice. That doesn't sound so bad to me, to be honest with you. Living far under the terrain, be a subterranean human being. Minock. There's no...
and keep it, skin.
Get down. I don't give a crap about that. Get down there and have no surfies. There's no surface people. All the surfies trying to knock on your silo.
Would you still celebrate Christmas and throw lights up?
Yeah, I would light the top of the silo, and then I go back underground. Like, yeah, take that, surfies, I'd say.
You do it year-round because nobody's going to stop you.
No HOA.
Screw you, surfies.
It's always Christmas.
Yeah, I don't have an HOA now. Does HOA get mad at you for having your lights on? After, probably,
they
right?
They can.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
After and too early, too.
Yeah. If I had an HOA, that's all I'd do. I'd, like, decorate the house for Halloween in March. Just
then
so
you
that,
get these fines,
no,
man.
Oh, fine. I wouldn't pay a penny. I'm going to punch everybody
then they
in
can
the
take your house.
That's right. They can have it because I don't want to live in that neighborhood anymore.
They can have it.
You can have it. Living in this nightmare of spies and note. I wrote a note that said I wished you wouldn't do that. Why don't you look at me in the eye and say something, you pussy?
We pay not to talk about it.
Well,
knock on my
neighbors
door.
Sometimes come to blows.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what would happen if you started to tell me that I can't decorate my house for Halloween in March. Because that's really what you're protecting against.
Pretty much.
Your neighborhood sucks, and you're worried that one of the people inside of it's going to start parking cars in the driveway.
There's that one that just loves Christmas or whatever holiday, right. And they want it year-round.
Let's go tell them, take that down, or I'll do it. I ain't taking it down.
And then that's how
we're gonna fight
start
we're gonna
and middle
fight.
Fingers get painted on
that's
garages.
Right. We're going to fight. Mm-hmm. We're going to handle it like men. Because you know what we're not doing? Handling it like 80-year-old women.
I left a note, and you're going to have to pay a little fine. Because I'm afraid of you.
Knock on the door and like...
Because deep down, I know I'm an asshole.
deep down, generally, I'm going to knock on the door. We're both assholes.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait. I put that Ring doorbell in this weekend.
Good
Toledo
stuff.
Was telling me about it.
They're great.
I can't wait for somebody to come to my door now.
Yeah. Just talk to them through the thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
great. Go away.
Show me your notebook. Not good enough. Go away.
Yeah, I could be a real dick now.
Go away.
We were selling magazine subscriptions for a trip to...
I don't think magazines are real anymore. Go away.
My son is dying from...
I don't think you have a son, and if you do, you don't know where he is. Go away.
Have a nice day, then.
Good riddance.
You'll
I can't wait.
Okay. I talk to people on my Arlo camera because it's on the other side of my patio, and I love it. When I had workers and they'd sit on my patio and have lunch, all they'd hear is...
Ay, Dios mío, I can see you.
And they just look around.
What is that?
What's going on?
It is your grandmother.
And then you'd feel like they could see you when they finally spot the camera and they all start looking at it. And then that fisheye lens, like the cover of a Cypress Hill album, all kind of gathers and looks up at it. Just playing around, guys. Back to work.
I talk about my tío and my grandma like that.
Sorry. Back to work. You're not allowed in the house. It's 6:10. Well, be careful. If you see Brady wandering on the wild, rugged streets of Gilbert, just know he's okay. He'll chop down that creosote tree and eat it right in front of you.
That's how I am.
Survival
door.
Kit.
Where is the survival kit now?
It's in the truck.
Go get it.
Yeah, I will.
Are you leaving it in the truck? Are you gonna just? Is that where it's gonna stay?
No, I just I didn't take it out.
So the survival kit, like jokingly at the Sanderson Ford Golf Tournament, they're like, survival kit comes with things to slaughter stuff so you can still eat. Not like a can of pork and beans and like
no
like stuff
it's
to actual immediate
of,
like
yeah,
immediate survival
like
kit
camping.
Like
you know,
I want
tools.
Immediate survival. That's
a
not
nice
camping.
Little hand axe with it, and in the hand axe,
it's a
it
slaughter
has,
kit.
In case you need to loosen up a bolt or something.
Swiss Army knife?
It's a slaughter kit. If you need to loosen up a bolt, you've got shelter or a car. Go to the store.
John, you don't know how to survive.
I do. You bring a bunch of beans, and you beans. That's
beans.
Survival.
Open
yeah.
a can.
Yeah, you, and a can opener. A can opener and beans.
Well, got,
that's survival. Not a thing to go
to open
kill.
It up.
I get a machete. I could kill something, but... I gotta catch it first.
Kill a deer and eat
why,
it.
Well, you gotta
why
catch
go with
a deer.
The canned
good luck.
Stuff when you can get fresh meat.
Because you can't. You are not going to machete death anything in the wild.
It's to
you,
clear the brush.
Not doing a thing.
Yeah, that's to get the brush out.
Clear
of
the
way,
brush
and then
so
I got
you got
the
a
nice
spot.
Little
are
knife.
You building the road to get out to the store?
Yeah,
that's the only reason it works. And you know what you're going to need after a nice day of hacking down brush? Can of beans. Give me a survival kit that's just like beans and.
Well, that's next.
You got to go buy that. It's not much of a survival kit.
It would be handy in a zombie apocalypse. Machetes work out
sure.
pretty well.
Sure. Well, then call it that. It's a survival kit in case of zombies. No beans? No, you don't need food. You just got to hack up zombies. With here, I have a battle axe and a machete.
Survive. Looks like I'm going to have to slaughter a lot of things to survive.
Yeah, that's count on it.
It's the worst survival kit I've ever had. There's no fishing line?
Nope. It's a machete and an axe.
And a go. Couple of nice tents there, and guy ends up getting both of them. Same dude. What are the odds?
Son of a tent you wouldn't use. How disappointing
that's garbage.
Is that?
John, is it possible that Brady's been in Gilbert so long he's become Mormon by osmosis?
Yeah, it could be. You just feel like you have to, just for the
keep
apocalypse,
up.
It's coming.
Are so they can, worried about that?
Oh, my God.
They're prepped. They're prepped.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's a requirement for good Mormons to yep. store tons of water and food.
I had no idea.
At one time, it was 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years worth of supplies.
Usually like about a year now.
Paranoid sons of bitches. Wow.
They know. Well, you know, all religions basically say, you better be ready. It's coming. But I thought that the good ones would leave, so they're just prepping for being horrible people, essentially. It's prepping if they're wrong, I guess.
Next up is the 89-meal bucket.
Yeah, they'll get it.
Buys you a week or something.
They need nice. They need good jobs so they can have that third car stall.
Oh, those buckets are coming to Costco, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Damn right.
Got them.
Damn right.
Cutting out that middleman.
And Brady,
right to
Brady's
going to
be covered in grease and leaves, and he's going to be standing next to Costco with his machete, and he sees somebody leave with that bucket. He's going to hack your ass up and take that food because he needs that to survive. Machete. You'd be dead in a day.
Machetes are pretty fun.
That survival.
You don't know
kit.
My skills.
I do know your skills. I know you can't catch a deer.
Wouldn't need to.
You couldn't catch anything other than like a lizard, maybe a chuckwalla. I don't know if those are good.
I don't know.
You would
not,
eat it.
I'm not using the machete for that.
What are you using? I'm just going to
bare
hand
hands.
It. Yeah, good luck. Good luck, kid.
You get old, you get crazy.
Yeah, man. You've gone nuts. This is officially something you've gone nuts about.
It's a survival kit.
What are you in peril from?
Who knows?
Yeah, you're nuts. This is official. Silver alert, out on Brady's face.
He's going to let that little bit of hair grow out.
Yeah.
Looking all nuts.
Uchaka, uchaka. I created my own language.
And his Kunta Kinte shirt.
Yep.
I'm Ota Brady.
Finally, Kirby will understand you. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. And we'll start this beautiful day off. If we'll survive this day, that's the big question. It's 98 KUPD.
Wake up!
Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.